Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Kimberly Hairston Hicks, and welcome to When Good Women Win. I'm the CEO of Good Beauty, which is a skincare line, but I'm also a marketing executive as well as a good living advocate. And today I want to welcome you again to my first podcast and online radio show, Good Women Win. This is an online show, and I will go every Friday at noon on Facebook Live. So I hope people are joining me. And also, I will reshare it on various podcast platforms. So again, my show will air on Fridays at noon. So I hope you can take your lunchtime break with me and receive some tidbits on how good women win. During my show, my plan is to interview women from all walks of life. So corporate executives, as well as stay-at-home moms, CEOs, women that, of course, can show us and give us tools to inspire us to live a happy, healthy, good life. And the thing that they will all have in common will be, the first thing is, they will have gone through different struggles in their lives, but they will also provide tools to show us how we can get through to the other side and how we can live good lives. So for me, women really have always been, I will say, my source and my inspiration. Since a little girl, of course, my mom, sister, friends, family, girlfriends, cousins, really, they've been my source of inspiration and always the people that have inspired me to live better and to do better. And I think women, again, that feminine power, I believe in. And I will say I am unapologetically a feminist, because when women get together, we can make some amazing things happen. In fact, I just returned, and I'm going to push this a little bit. I just returned from a girls' trip in Cape Cod. I went with four of my other girlfriends, and we had a wonderful time. And I hadn't done that in a long time, but I realized how much they have, that they encourage me, and how when women get together, we can inspire one another no matter what we are going through. I mean, we all know that, we go through trials and tribulations of, breakups and loss of jobs and, family situations, illnesses, etc. But one thing we could always do is turn to our sister friends and help one another really get through and get to the other side. Again, women are just so critical to our society. I know for one, we are the givers of life. So, without us, there's no existence. So that's first. But I will say that women, we really power, our feminine power controls and inspires our families, not only just ourselves, but our families, our friends, to live happy, healthy lives. So I just want us to know that no matter what you are going through, there's an opportunity to have better, and no matter what. So that I just want us to really think about. I know we've all heard the term, happy wife, happy life. No one says happy husband, happy life. Or if daddy's not right, the world is not right. They always say if mom's not right, the world's not right. Or, women. So we have to make sure that we pour into one another and to really inspire one another to be better. One of my favorite quotes is by Buddha, and it talks about, there's nothing more important than today. So as long as you have breath, as long as you're living, there is an opportunity for hope. And in fact, I believe that there is always a miracle on the other side. So I will give you a quick little story about myself. A few months into my marriage, it was interesting because I really didn't realize how much women kind of control what happens in the household. I mean, I guess I just took it for granted from my mom. But this particular day, I just wasn't feeling in a great mood. And I could tell that my energy was really bringing down my husband and my daughter. They started to kind of feed off of me and really mirror what I was going through. And we were in the car just driving to go to breakfast. And now that I think about it, I probably should have said, you guys go without me, because I was just in a strange funk. I mean, nothing major was happening. I just was in a strange funk. And if you guys know me or my household, we are crazy. We tend to be a reality show in a good way. I mean, we're always laughing and joking. And, you know, my husband, in fact, says that he's going to become a stand-up comedian. But I don't recommend that for him. But anywho, I could just tell that they started to act the way I was acting. And I thought to myself, now, if I stay in this funk for the rest of the day, they're going to be in a funk. And so I had to really make that shift. And I said, you know, no one's happy all the time. But I realized that as long as I stayed in a bad mood, I was going to make my husband in a bad mood and my daughter. And that is not the energy that I wanted to do. So our feminine power, you know, there's a lot of responsibility in women and what we give to our families. But I also think about there is a gift in that as well. So we get to shift the narrative and shift the energy. And that's a powerful thing. So my hope is that this show will provide women with tools for us to get to the other side. And again, when I think about that quote that from Buddha, each morning we are born again, and what we do today matters most. So if I think about that, I could really shout and dance and, you know, just get happy, because, again, as long as there is breath in you, there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity for better. And nothing else will matter. So think about it. I know you're probably saying, well, Kimberly, I lost my job, or if you're dealing with a breakup, the cat may have died, whatever. But I will say to you, have hope that even though the most difficult times, it can be better. And in fact, again, there's a miracle on the other side. And I will say that the first thing you have to think about to get unstuck and to take that negative feeling and change it into a positive feeling is to first, we must get moving. So if you're stuck, the way to do that is to get moving, to do something. Just don't stay. And I will say the change starts with you. I can think of times in my life that I wish things were different. And I know that the only way that they became better was because I changed me. I didn't try to change everyone else. So on my show, each show will have a theme. And today's theme is, allow me to reintroduce myself, how women can evolve. And that is one of my favorite Jay-Z songs, I must say. And Jay-Z, he's also known as Sean Carter. He's also known as a husband, a father. He's married to Beyonce, but he's also an entrepreneur. He's also an innovator, and he's also a perfect example of how we can evolve. We don't have to get stuck in what we used to be. We can evolve to get better and become better, to become something that we ultimately want to be. And I'm not just talking about money. I think sometimes we think of success only from a financial standpoint. Now, finance and fame and, you know, having a yacht, those things are great. But really, I'm talking about a holistic space of goodness and how to live a good life, a healthy life, regardless of what your bank account says. But again, if your goal is to be a big star, feel free, go for it. That's what you should do. I believe that everybody should go for their dreams to live out their purpose. So that's, you know, what I'll say. So let me give you three steps that really can give to move you from where you are today if you're seeking to do better. So there are really three things that I will start with, and to evolve, to get to, again, to that next level. The first thing you must do is make a decision to change. The change truly does lie, that lies with you and with all of us if we want to change our life. So, you know, things that we do, like we're like, oh, I want to lose weight. I want to lose 5 pounds. But then in the next 5 minutes, we're all, you know, you may be grabbing for that donut. Well, put that donut down, do something different. Or, you know, I've heard people say, well, I want to go back to school, but then they don't do anything. They just kind of say that, but they're really not making a mindful decision or a decision that really has intention. And that's key. Make the decision, but have intent and do something. The second step is really about focus on your desires. So about what you're thinking, focus on your desires. Thoughts are things. And, you know, when you think about it, everything that exists on this earth started in someone's mind. I mean, that is pretty powerful. And what you think, you become. And the first time I had this evidence and it showed up in my life was, and I didn't even know at the time, I didn't even know what I was doing. It just so happened that I was doing this and something happened. But it was, I was in grad school and, I had made up my mind to go work for Coca-Cola, and believe me, that was not, you know, a given. The odds, in fact, were pretty much stacked against me. At the time, Coca-Cola only recruited about 10 students from top business schools, from Wharton and Harvard and Duke and Clark Atlanta University, which is my alma mater. And they only took about 10 students. So not only would I be competing with all these wonderful students around the country, but also the 60 so students that were my classmates that wanted the same job. Most of the marketing students, they wanted this job at Coke. But for an entire year, and I kid you not, I thought about it. In my mind, I could see myself working at Coke, what I was going to wear when I worked at Coke, my office, what I was going to do. So it was a very powerful, in my mind, that's what I was thinking. And so, again, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't realize that I was manifesting my desires. And not until much later in life, as I started reading books like The Secret, Think and Grow Rich, that I realized what I was doing. And so when I received the job, it was almost like I knew it. Like I had no doubt because I had already seen myself doing it. And again, Coke at that time, I think we had 8 different classmates that they hired, 8 different students from the top business school that they brought in. And I was one of them. And out of the 8 folks, I was actually the second person to be promoted. So not only did I get there and manifest my desires, but I got there and I was winning. So I think I have to take a break. And I will stay with me and check back in. And my next break is...
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, hi guys. You're watching or listening to Good Women Win. And full disclosure before I go on, this is my first show, as I think I shared earlier. And I have not been, I've never done radio, but I've done a little bit of local TV. But this is much harder. Michelle just informed me that I need to look into that camera. So part of me, if you've all been watching the top of my bun for the last few minutes, And again, I'll get better. So again, this is about evolving and getting to something new. So I think the last thing we were talking about was I was explaining how the importance of visualization and to think about. So the first step was make the decision. So if you want to evolve, you must make the decision and be mindful to do it. So, make the decision. I want to X. I want to lose weight, and I'm just throwing that out there. Believe me, I can speak for myself if that's a question as well. I want to lose weight, so that's like you make the decision. And when you make the decision, you have to first do the things that make sense. So don't have a bunch of cookies in your pantry if that's what you want to do. If that's the decision that you've made, live the life mindfully to set yourself up for success. The second thing is visualize yourself. So I was telling you about the story of when I decided that I was going to work at Coca-Cola. That was my decision. I could see it. I could feel it. And each time, it's funny because I would see myself, as I mentioned, I could see myself there working in the office. Now, I had never been to their offices, so I had no idea what it looked like, but I could see it, and it would bring me joy. And again, I did receive the job. I did very well at Coca-Cola. It set me up for my career that I have today, so it was wonderful. The third thing is speak it into existence. Our words are so powerful, and my mom tells me I drive her crazy. I don't even like when people play around like, oh, I'm going to kill you. That is actually going into the universe. And the universe cannot distinguish if this is a joke or not. And not to say that everything you do, it's going to immediately happen, but you have to think about it. And what I will say is, if you're one of these people that, and at times we all do this, but if this is something that you constantly do, if you have negative thoughts of yourself, so if you wake up in the morning and the first thought you think about is, I'm not enough, change that. Change that those words and speak it into existence. I am enough. I mean, I have affirmations all over in my office. And one of the things that I do say to myself often is, I am enough. I am enough. And I really know that you have to be mindful. Because again, the universe cannot distinguish. And you know, when you think about how powerful words are, people say sticks and stones, may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That is so untrue. That is so untrue. Words are more powerful than the things that we do to ourselves physically. If our mind thinks we're not good enough, our actions will never follow that we are good enough. So again, please, you know, think about those positive things. So the three things was make a decision, a conscious decision, have intent. The second thing is about thinking. It starts in our minds. You have to have that power in your mind. And the third thing is speak it into existence. There's nothing more powerful than getting up and looking in that mirror and telling yourself, you are enough. You are beautiful. You are powerful, and you can do it. And it may sound strange, and it may feel uncomfortable at times, but listen, you should be your biggest cheerleader. You, not anyone else. You determine what your life looks like, and I really want to make sure that you understand the power in that. So let me tell you a little bit about my journey. As I mentioned, I'm married now, and I have a daughter, a bonus daughter. And my old life, I had to evolve from it to have a life that I have today. And initially, I felt like my old life was pretty good. I mean, I was a single woman, of course, but I was happy. I was successful in my career. I had great friends, my family, you know, that I loved, that I knew that loved me. And it was great. But, I lived in so many different places like Atlanta, Chicago. I was traveling the world. And I don't say that to brag or anything. It was just, I didn't have that feeling of I was unhappy. I was happy. But there was something missing. And I did desire to be married and or have a partner in life that would help to fulfill me. Not to give me happiness, because I truly believe that happiness starts with self, but to fulfill me. So just to give you a little bit of the story, I ended up getting married to a gentleman that we were connected, our family and our friends were connected, and we knew each other all of our lives, but we hadn't seen each other in many years. But faith would have it, Facebook is a great thing. He started to stalk me on Facebook and like all of my pictures. And if you ever see him or talk to him, he will admit to this, because that's really what sparked our wonderful marriage. So he was hitting likes, and I like to say we ended up both hitting the jackpot and got married. And of course, like I mentioned, he had a wonderful, at the time she was 9. So I got this wonderful bonus, and it's a bonus baby. And again, I didn't think that I wanted to become a mom, but once I was a mom, I had to figure this out. So got married, and the vision I had for my life was clear. I was going to be a mix of Claire Huxtable and Carrie, Bradshaw. So a little bit of, superwoman, being a corporate woman, driving a business, but also coming home and taking care of my family and do it in a fabulous way. But the reality was that wasn't the case. I mean, reality hit me really hard, and because my marriage and my family life was in direct conflict with my corporate life. And, my first thought, being a woman that established her own life, said, why should I have to make sacrifices? This is a vision I had for myself, and so, I'm a feminist, as I mentioned, so why should I have to take the step back? But the reality was, I knew that in order to have a wonderful, happy, healthy life, I couldn't keep the old self. I had to evolve and have life turn into something different. And, initially, I can be very honest now, I just could not see myself, I will say not being a stay-at-home mom, but I never saw myself as this woman that was focused on family. although my mom is a great example of that, I mean, she is the best example of how to manage a family and just look amazing doing it and showing all of her children love and care. But I wanted to do that, but I didn't want to sacrifice the other things. And I had to. I had to make a decision. And I can think about the day that I instantly knew that that was going to be the decision I made. I was coming home from the city. I had just taken a 2.5 hour commute, got in my car, and I just broke down in tears. I cried. And I was crying and mourning a bit of my old self that I knew was going to have to go away, and you know, death to her in a way. But I knew that there was going to be a rebirth. So I consciously had to do three things. I made the decision. I had to think about the decision that I wanted, and the decision that once I evolved, what was that going to look like? Second, I really had to visualize it. Like, really, I mean, I knew that I wanted to stay and work and have, you know, something outside of my household, but I just didn't know exactly what that was going to be. And then I had to be conscious to make sure I was speaking those words instead of saying, oh, you know, in that negative space, oh, you know, I'm, you know, I can't go work in New York City every day and travel 50% of the time. But I had to change that and make a shift to say, I get to do something different. So hold on. I know I have another break coming up. And let me take another break, and I'm going to share some other tools that help me get through. Okay?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A domestic terror plot foiled, and the Queens, New York man accused of wanting to carry it out is going to be in court shortly. That suspect, now identified as 22-year-old Ashiquil Olam, was reportedly going to use grenades to attack people in Times Square. The U.S. Navy says the Russian destroyer that nearly collided with the USS Chancellorville overnight made an unsafe maneuver. The U.S. 7th Fleet posting a statement that says the Russian ship maneuvered from behind and to the right of the Chancellorville and then sped up, trying to strike that U.S. ship. The near collision happening in the Philippine Sea as the Chancellorville was trying to recover a helicopter that had gone into the water. The Labor Department says the economy created an unexpectedly low 75,000 jobs last month. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Okay, guys, thank you for bearing with me. I just realized that behind me was the show. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to just look to see who's all joined me. I think it's Shelby. Hey, Angie, Piscataway in the house. Shannon, thank you so much, ladies, for joining me via Facebook Live. And again, this has been, this is, you know, a challenge, but a good challenge. Let me speak that to existence. It is wonderful to have this opportunity to share my stories. And again, the podcast is Good Women Win. And today I'm my you know, there's no guest, but in the future, I will always have a guest to share their stories. And next week, in fact, if you tune in, I'm going to have Dr. Lakeisha Bell. She's one of my dear sister friends, and she's an author, and she wrote a book about to inspire young girls, to motivate them, and it's called Mama's Brown Girl. So I can't wait to have her come in next Friday at noon. So please tune back in to that. That's going to be exciting. And she's a wonderful, again, a sister friend. She's one of my sorors, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to talk to her. So again, full disclosure, I have all these things to look at. So I just want to make sure that I am on task for my next break. And I do see it. I have 12 minutes to my next break. So as I was saying, I had to make a shift in my life. And for women, I think that's difficult. And please share, send me your thoughts on this, because it's almost expected when a woman gets married, and in fact, if she has children, it's almost expected for her to be the person to kind of take the step back. And I will say it worked for me, but I am not here to proclaim that it should work for everyone. I do have a mentor that is a corporate executive and had twins, and she was married, and it was her husband that actually is the stay-at-home person, and he sacrificed his career in a way that was helpful to his family. And so for me, again, I had to think about it as not even a sacrifice so much for me when I had the opportunity to evolve and really rethink what my life could look like, the new me. And as I mentioned, that day in that car at the train station, the tears, and I don't even think I've ever shared this with my husband, but I cried as if someone had died. And I think because in my spirit, I did feel like I knew that that old me, that vision of me, that foolish idea that I could be Claire Huxtable plus Carrie Bradshaw was ridiculous. It's just something that was not even healthy to take on. I had to think about what I wanted for me. And my first priority, and I can admit this and still feel powerful and, feel like a woman, but my first priority had to be my family, my husband, and my daughter. That was going to be my first priority, and everything else was going to have to fit in the way that worked for me. So when I was getting these calls about going back into corporate America, it was showing up the same way. It was showing up of, you know, working these ridiculous hours, traveling 50% of the time. It just was going to be something that was not healthy for me and not beneficial to my family. And I thank God, I truly do. If you're religious, and even if you're not there, I hope you believe in a higher being. And if not, just know that, for me, I do, that I knew that God was saying to me, hey, Kimberly, you get to do this. And this is what you were asking for before. So now that you have it, figure out the way for it to work, and that you don't to stop being in a place of regret or resentment. And so the first thing I had to do, again, I thought about the decision. And my decision when my husband and I sat down was like, okay, take some time to think about how it should look. And I knew that I loved beauty. I had been a corporate executive in beauty for the past 12, almost 15 years, and I didn't want to give that up. And I knew that there was an opportunity in the beauty space for me to show up. So that was the decision I made. And I will tell you, sometimes I would look back still. I would go, and I would compare myself to some of my other girlfriends and my other, people in the industry and say, wait a minute, I want to continue to do that. Well, part of making a decision is being able to get out of your own way and to give up some of those things to be better. And, you know, I made that decision. And through the support of my husband and family and friends and, you know, past coworkers, I decided to launch a company called Good Beauty. And it's a skincare company specifically for Black women. It is, you know, all about skincare. So that was the first thing. I was able to launch a business and do it on my own with the, like, again, with the support of my family. So I still had that. I also started consulting. I was like, okay, I've had all these skills. Let me reach out to the people that I've worked with in the past and see if I can consult and leverage my marketing ability to help other businesses grow and design plans for them. And that turned out really well. Like, that has been something that I'm very proud of. And the second thing was, you know, or, you know, besides, you know, Good Beauty, consulting, you know, how I got here, it was very interesting. I figured, okay, you know, there needs to be a voice for women in this community, and how can I bring the lifestyle of kind of good women win? There's so much negativity, and if women don't support other women, it just doesn't really show us in our best self. So when I had the opportunity to bring this podcast and this Facebook Live, I jumped on the opportunity. And I said there are always going to be three things that I do during the show. One, of course, it has to be an authentic conversation. You know, I'm sharing personal things with you because I think it could help someone else. You know, I'm not proud of the fact that, you know, I was, you know, crying and, you know, mourning my old life, but that's reality. I had to really think about it. You know, I'm maybe not proud of some of the things that I was like, oh, why do I have to give up something? But you have to do it. Those are things that you get to do. And I hope that inspires someone else to say that their old life is just that. It's old, and you can start anew. So it'll always be very authentic and candid conversations. I will always interview women that I believe that can provide insight, and women that have shown to them, to show me and to their family and to their friends, how their success continues to be a reflection of how other women have supported them, because that's critical for me as well. And thirdly, I will always spotlight women in our community that are doing good and that are winning. And one lady I would love to spotlight now, I just read about her, and her name is Shirley Raines. And if you haven't heard the story, Google her. It's really amazing that people in the community are doing tremendous things. And her Instagram page is at Beauty to the Streets. It's Beauty, the number two, the, and streets with a Z, at Beauty to the Streets. But if you Google her, you can find her as well. Her name is Shirley Raines. And she offers homeless people and those who really are down on their luck. She goes and she gives them food. She gives them a place to shower, and also offers beauty service to make these people, not just women, all. And she offers that to her community. I just read about a story that she took about 400 people every week into her one-bedroom apartment. And I will tell you, that would be difficult, because even some of us know when we have a guest too long, someone that we love dearly, they can get on your nerves after a couple of days. So when this woman was able to take 400 people into her one-bedroom household, she was working. She's a mom of six kids, which I was like, wow. And she wanted to help them, and she wanted to change the mindset. She felt like if she could help them rethink how they felt about themselves, how they looked, but most importantly, how they felt, they could make a big change to their livelihood and their society. And she's doing very well. So if you get a chance, again, go look her up. Her quote, she said, if she's able to say one thing, she says she understands that you can get through it. And that's what we're talking about today, how to get through it, and how to do better. And again, it first starts with what? Making the decision to change. It also starts with what you think, how the thoughts that you have in your own personal thoughts at night, how you feel about yourself. And thirdly, how you speak about your vision and speak it into existence. And so I feel like that is extremely, extremely important. I also, it's so funny, my phone is buzzing, so forgive me if you hear it. So those are the things that we're going to do each week. So again, Good Women Win, it'll be a podcast, a live Facebook show that, and if you want to know more about me or my skincare line, please go to goodbeauty.com. It's Good Beauty, GoodBeaute.com. And if anything inspires you today or things that you want to learn more about, please send me an email. You can go to my Facebook page and send me a message or via Instagram. Because what I know to be true is that, you know, things may not always be perfect, but during those times, we still can feel good. And I want to inspire you to feel good no matter what your circumstances are. Next week, as I mentioned, our show is going to be, our theme of our show next week is I'm Every Woman, how to manage motherhood, marriage, and everything under the sun. As women, we do it all. I will say, I bow down to my mom after I got married because I didn't realize how much work it is to stop being just responsible for yourself, but also be responsible for your husband and your children. And in my mom's case, you know, she had four kids and was able to manage it, which I don't understand that at all. But I'm grateful that she did because I am who I am today because of my mom first pouring that energy into me and without her even knowing it, always planting the seeds of positivity and always letting me know that no matter what, I could do it. So I definitely thank her. So next week, we'll have Dr. Lakeisha Bell, as I mentioned, and she is an author, and she wrote a book for her young daughter called Mama's Brown Girls, and again, to celebrate young women and how, and young girls. I mean, her daughter Brookie is really about, I think Brooke is six, and so again, it starts very, very young. I also want to encourage you to think about what you surround yourself with and books and people. And the book that I would just recommend, and I think that it went, I mean, everybody was reading this book by Michelle Obama, you know, Becoming, and that inspired me. But there's also another book that really I feel like changed, you know, kind of my approach and took me up to the next level. And the title, and I'm going to tell you the title because it's a, the title is a bit provocative and I don't want, so I'm going to say it in a way that it's You Are a Bad blank, blank, blank. But the author's name is Jen Sincero, JenSincero. And again, I think it's important for you to think about books and always kind of, I like to feed myself with information and continuously have positive information. I'm going to end the Facebook Live part of the show in a second. So I just want to say again, for all those who came on Facebook today, thank you. Thank you. I truly, truly appreciate you. You've been wonderful. And I hope that you tune in next week when we do, you know, the theme, I'm every woman. And again, how to manage motherhood, marriage, and everything under the sun. Thank you. I'm going to sign off on Facebook Live and I'm going to take a quick radio break. Have a good day.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Thank you, thank you. That was my last break. And again, I want to thank all the Facebook Live people. I believe I'm still on again. So, Full Trends, I think I'm still on live, but I want to sign off and say thank you. Tune in next week for Good Women Win, the podcast that really is going to be a fuel to inspire goodness. And again, thanks all. So, again, Good Women Win is a show about inspiring women. I'm Kimberly Hairston Hicks, and as I mentioned, I'm the CEO and founder of Good Beauty, a skincare line, as well as a marketing consultant and a good living advocate. And this was my first podcast. Thank you for listening. Next week's show will truly be... hopefully will inspire you. I'm interviewing women. The first one will be Dr. Lakeisha Bell. She's an author, and she's going to be talking about how to manage motherhood, also marriage, and everything under the sun. So I look forward to you joining me, and have a wonderful day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Job creation in May was much weaker than expected. Non-farm payroll jobs were only 75,000 last month, far below the 180,000 that economists were projecting, and even further away from April's 224,000 jobs. Mark Vintner is an economist with Wells Fargo, and he believes things are just slowing back down.
I mean, that's the big takeaway. The economy has lost momentum, and I think that what that means for Wall Street is that the Fed is likely to cut interest rates this year.
Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is reacting after a Russian warship nearly collided with a U.S. Navy vessel. He says they're going to launch a formal protest over the incident with the Russian Navy.
The news of this morning is beyond disappointing. You know, the unsafe, unprofessional acts certainly put our men and women at risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hotshot firefighter crews across Montana are joining Canadian crews to help them beat back wildfires that have erupted in Alberta, Canada. About 700,000 acres have already burned, forcing the evacuations of over 10,000 people. Hotshot firefighters are specially trained in wildfire suppression. A Denver, Colorado couple claims they fell ill at the same Dominican Republic resort where three Americans died just 5 days apart last month. Kaylin Krall says her and her boyfriend visited the resort and became sick after saying no to a timeshare. She explains to ABC News her symptoms.
We were drooling excessively. My eyes would not stop watering. That night, we both woke up soaked in sweat at like 4 a.m. I was having the worst intestinal cramping I've ever experienced. It felt like a chainsaw going through my gut. And kind of terrified, we booked a flight home before the sun came up.
Krull's doctor believes she was experiencing poisoning from insecticides. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The FCC recently passed a bill allowing phone carriers to develop a new call blocking tool and make it illegal for phone companies to block unwanted calls. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai joined Fox News and says robocalls are the main issue people complain about.
These calls not only harass their consumers, they also have a big impact on the networks themselves. If you're handling all these billions of robocalls, you're spending time transferring those calls, handling consumer complaints about those calls. It's a huge hassle for everybody involved.
Just how big of a deal are robocalls? Tech expert Brett Larson says,
we're getting billions of these robocalls. It is literally the most complained about thing to the Federal Trade Commission.
Really?
Yeah, it's literally over 60 billion robocalls in a year. I believe that's
gotta
what we got
something.
Last year.
Larson was speaking there on Fox News. The NBA has punished a Golden State Warriors investor and board member after an incident in Game 3 of the playoffs with the Raptors. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Lowry goes diving into the stands. He's upset with a fan.
Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors was shoved by a fan after landing on some courtside seats. The fan was Mark Stevens, the Silicon Valley billionaire who also happens to own a small portion of the Golden State Warriors. The NBA reacted quickly. Stevens has been fined $500,000 and he's been banned from attending any NBA games for a year.
Stevens did release a statement apologizing for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.